This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting off this morning with some national ag news, Mexico is looking to establish closer ties with other Latin American and South American countries after Trump took office in the U.S., which is its biggest export market. Reuters says Mexico expects to finish a new trade agreement with Argentina by the end of this year as it continues to try to diversify its trading partners. Argentina could make significant gains into the lucrative grain market in Mexico, Latin America's second biggest economy. As recently as 2015, Mexico imported $2.3 billion worth of U.S. corn and $1.4 billion of U.S. soy. Mexico's deputy minister says those numbers will likely drop because of a renegotiated North American free trade agreement. Mexico currently sells 80% of its exports to the U.S. The minister said Mexico would not accept going back to paying export taxes, even if shipments to the U.S. were restricted. He did say that rules of origin, the percentage of a product made in North America for NAFTA consideration, could possibly be changed in future discussions. In some more national ag news, the Humane Farming Association is once again attempting to get the U.S. Department of Ag to stop payments to livestock farmers when their animals are unsheltered and die as a result of bad weather. Politico's Morning Ag Report says the group has sent a petition to Sonny Perdue ahead of his confirmation as Ag Secretary. Severe storms and heat have hit poultry and livestock hard in recent years. As an example, Winter Storm Goliath killed roughly 40,000 dairy cows in Texas and New Mexico in 2015 and 2016. The Livestock Indemnity Program paid out more than $134 million to cover the deaths of 2.5 million poultry and 200,000 livestock from 2013 to 2015. The group thinks the USDA is giving out the money to compensate producers without requiring them to provide shelter and shade for their animals. The association says in its petition, it's a disincentive to farmers and ranchers to take necessary steps to provide their livestock with adequate means of protection from bad weather. The group filed a similar petition in May of last year that didn't get the response they were hoping for. Well, looking now at some local news, you may not be able to grow them, but you can most certainly find them across the listening area and throughout Illinois, and now is the prime time to be looking. This morning, we'll hear from Illinois' Director of Natural Resources, Wayne Rosenthal, about the morel mushroom population, youth turkey season, and fishing.
I think they've had a pretty good season overall, and they're a lot earlier. They seem to be earlier than normal, you know, maybe a week to 2 weeks. And, of course, they start in southern Illinois first and move north. And, the reports from southern Illinois that there's a, you know, people were finding quite a few. And personally, you know, we hunt mushrooms every year, and it's hit and miss. And this year's been a pretty good year for us. But as you talk to other people around the agency, they've been out and haven't had much success, and it just depends on, it's hit and miss where you are. And, you know, my son was out the other day walking through the middle of the timber, and he just found one tree that just happened to have a lot of mushrooms around it, and he says, I don't know why that tree did. And, you know, we look at for dead elms like everybody does, and sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not. One year they'll be there, the next year they're not. But overall, I think the populations and the morels are out there.
Has anybody said anything to you about sycamore trees? Because I was told that, and actually where we found some, they were actually by sycamore trees. I've also heard of the elms, but, you know, any tips or things on where people have been finding them?
You know, the thing is most people are very secretive about where they do find them.
Yes.
And I understand that. But, you know, we got bush honeysuckle in one place, and you can – there's nothing else underneath. It's just bare ground, and these big yellow mushrooms are popping up, and so you can see them pretty easy because there's nothing else there. And then other places you look and you walk all over the timber and you say, what's the difference between this spot and any place else? And sometimes you just wander through and you happen to stumble across them. And my experience or experience with the big yellows is they're just kind of hit and miss, one here, one there. And the grays, when they're around, they're in bunches around it. certain trees in certain areas. But the big thing is just get out and walk and enjoy the nature and enjoy the outdoors.
Absolutely. It's been great weather, except for when that rain comes, which I think we're going to be seeing more of that. You said they were a little bit earlier this year. Do we still have some time if folks would like to go out and look, say, over the weekend or early next week?
Yeah, I would say that with the if the rain comes through again, the conditions should still be pretty good for them. And, you know, I think for us, we probably tend to quit looking when the big yellows start popping out because we've had plenty. But I think that's what's coming now is the larger yellow ones. And sometimes they're easier to see because they are pretty big.
Yeah, all right. Well, still time left
sure.
then, so that's good to hear. I guess also, Wayne, we wanted to talk about youth turkey season. You said we had a successful season for that.
Yeah, this was the first year that we allowed the youth season to be over two weekends. And normally one of those weekends, whether it be north or south, is over Easter weekend, and that was not the case this year. Both weekends were before Easter, and we set a new record for harvest with the youth seasons, and so I think we were over 1,500 total. So it was a very good season, and I think the turkey population overall, from what the reports we're getting, is pretty good. So I think that's another step in the right direction for the agency.
Well, that's great to hear. Always good to hear about successful hunts for the kids. And, Wayne, I know you do touch a little bit of farming. You are a farmer as well. So how is that side of things going for you?
For me, it's going pretty well. I no-till everything, and I had cereal rye as cover crops, and I actually drilled beans right into that. And so I got like 5 acres of beans left and 40 acres of corn, and I'll be done, over 500 acres that I got planted. So I feel pretty good. I started last Wednesday, and I'll finish this evening.
Well, sounds good. Can't beat that. Wayne, any final thoughts you might have or anything I didn't touch on you'd like to mention?
Well, we did set a new state record for a crappie with a 4-pound, 8.8 ounces down at Kincaid Lake, far southern Illinois. And so, the reports I've got from the fishermen is that the fishing's been pretty good, for bass and the bluegill and the crappie and the trout are out there. You know, we got a lot of good reports back on our trout stocking. So for the fishermen, I'd go out and enjoy the outdoors.
Illinois Director of Natural Resources, Wayne Rosenthal. And last but not least this morning, a few community events to remind you about. First off, the Gillespie FFA chapter is hosting a plant sale this afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. and tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to noon at the Gillespie High School Greenhouse. And the Lincolnwood FFA is also hosting their annual plant sale today from 1 to 6 p.m. and tomorrow from 8 a.m. to noon at the high school. And the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce Farmers Market is taking place this afternoon from 2 p.m. until dusk on the north side of Library Park. There will be locally grown produce, baked goods, and homemade artisan items from the Litchfield area. And if you would like to be a vendor at the farmers market, that only costs $5. More information is available online at litchfieldchamber.com or by calling the Chamber of Commerce at 217-324-2533. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.